We all have a skill that someone will pay us for online. And even if you think, I don't think that I have a skill, guess what? You can learn one. So let me just give you some examples, and then people will start to say, bam, I could do that. I can do that. I can do that.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, the fighting entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's going on, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world. Today, we've got a very special guest, a friend who I've known for a long time, and she's going to answer a very, very important question that I get all the time from Learn Nation students, a good one. A lot of students will say, I don't have money to start my business. And you know me, if you've been around me long enough, I love the idea of starting a business with no money. I think it's BS. I think you need a little bit, right? But there are ways you can raise money. There's businesses you can have that help you raise money for your business. So today we're going to talk about how to raise $5,000 fast for your business using, drumroll, freelancing. All right. This is going to get really interesting because the person we're talking to, she's been training people all over the world to do this. By the way, she actually said before we started, she said, my specialty is people that live in other countries other than the US, UK, Australia, New Zealand. So if you live in any other country, buck up, listen up, open your ears, okay? But before I let her come on, are you a member of Learn.com yet? Come on, LURN.com. We're creating a revolution of entrepreneurs. We're going to change the world together. You can either just stand on the sidelines or you can join us. It's free. LURN.com. Go join. Now, also, if you're on YouTube right now, what are you doing? Come on. As they like to say, all the kids on YouTube say, smash that button right below. Smash the subscribe button. Smash the thumbs up icon. Click whatever. I don't know. Do stuff so YouTube knows you like me. And that way, it spreads our video even further. Leave a comment, by the way, for Elise as well, who I'm going to introduce in a minute. And if you're on any other platform, make sure you subscribe. Leave us a review. AnikPodcast.com. There's a new site up. It's awesome. Kind of. Still a work in progress, but I do love it way more than the old site. You can actually search it now, which is cool. So go check us out at onikpodcast.com and binge listen to our episodes. All right. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my good friend, and I'll tell you her story, Alicia Little, who's here with us today. And I've known her, 16 years now. It is so insane to even think that. So we were just reminiscing before we started the podcast, and I was like, how did we meet? I still remember the first time. I don't know if it was the first time we spoke, but it was first or second or third. We were at this awesome hotel in Washington, D.C. Yannick Silver was throwing an underground event, or some event he was throwing. We were outside the elevator, and it was Alicia and her sister Lorette. They were at the elevators as well. And I was talking to him, and I was that young, budding, gonna make it, gonna conquer the world entrepreneur, fighting all the forces of, you know, people who didn't want me to do it. And I was in college, and I remember talking to them, and I remember them rooting me on. I had cheerleaders going on saying, you can do it, come on. And that event actually went on to change my life. It was an amazing event. And that was where I met, Lorette and her sister. And then after that, it was for years kind of, I went in this direction and I'm sure they went in a different direction, but we have one of my closest friends is a close friend to the both of us, John Tallarico, who was on this podcast recently. One day, randomly, I'm like, John, I feel like there's a big opportunity to teach this stuff, internet marketing, entrepreneurship, in other countries outside of US. And John's like, I think you're right. And I was like, given I'm Indian, I should probably do this in India. And John's like, I think you're right. And I'm like, I wish there was somebody who could tell me what to do. And John goes, buddy, you got to meet Alicia. And I'm like, I know Alicia. And he's like, she's doing this in Jamaica. She's known for this. And I found that to be the most fascinating concept. I have no idea why. I was enthralled by it. I'm like, whoa. You know, first of all, I love Jamaica. And then I was like, she's doing this in Jamaica. That's awesome. We got to talking. Turns out this is not the only thing she does. She is teaching freelancers all over the world. She actually is known for it in Jamaica. She has a consulting business. She actually helps local businesses, like actual businesses, banks, insurance companies in Jamaica with all their social media and their paid advertising. She launches courses. She does webinars. She wins massive affiliate competitions. She just won a freaking Mustang recently on an affiliate competition. How crazy is that? Now she's going into e-commerce as well. Like, I don't know if there's anything this woman doesn't do. And she has an Airbnb business. So we're going to have a lot of fun, but today's topic specifically is going to be around how to help you raise $5,000 using freelancing. Alicia, thanks so much for being here. I'm excited. This is going to be fun.
Yay. I'm so excited to be here. That introduction was so good. Thank you so much. And yeah, 16 years or more. Yeah, 16 years. It's been amazing. And I've loved just watching you just crush it in the space. And I love seeing how much value you provide in the space and helping people and training people. So
thank you. Yeah, thank you. I distinctly remember you and your sister really cheering me on, and that meant the world. Like I said, that event truly did change my life. At that event, I remember I bought a $25,000 coaching program from someone. I had $27 in my bank account that I had made online, so thankfully. But that plus the people I met was just life-changing. So Alicia, as much as I do love you and we go way back, you can't get away from the oath, though, the oath of a fighting entrepreneur. So I do need you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Alicia Little.
I, Alicia Little.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal my kick butt freelancing secrets.
And reveal my kick butt freelancing secrets.
Awesome. You know, I think I've done this like 100+ times and still I laugh every time because it just makes it look, feel so much more official than it really is. Alicia, I'm going to let you take it away and I'm going to probe and ask questions. Imagine right now I've got student X sitting next to me, and I have so many of them in Learn Nation, amazing people that, you know, it's daunting. Like if you're starting an online business, you need to buy a course, you need to buy some traffic, you got to pay someone to get a page up. It's one thing to pull that money out of your bank account. It's another thing to play with money that you made specifically for that purpose. And so a lot of students come and say, gosh, I wish there was a way I could just raise some money to build my business, right? Because that's, I think it helps a lot. And today you said, I remember I asked you, I said, Alicia, can you come on teach this? And your exact response, I have it here. She said, easy. That's all she responded. Easy. So take it away.
Yes. So I love this because we all have a skill. So I'm going to talk about our skills and offering those skills as a service online to make the money that you need to build your business. And we all have a skill that someone will pay us for online. And even if you think, I don't think that I have a skill, guess what? You can learn one. So let me just give you some examples and then people will start to say, bam, I could do that. I can do that. I can do that. So a skill that's in high demand right now is graphic design for social media. Let's use that as an example because my sister Lorette does it. And I have so many of my students that do it because it's hot and it's in demand. So you can go to canva.com, which I hope you guys all know about Canva. It's the most awesome graphic design tool in the world and it's free. So you can go to canva.com and sign up for a free account. Go to where it says Instagram templates, and then you can do social media images for your clients. So another tip on that. So now what happens is that people will pay you for you to design their social media images, paid, deposit that money, keep building that money. Let me give you another example. My sister Lorette does this, but Lorette doesn't actually do any of the graphics. So you're saying, what? So a client will pay her $100 for 30 graphics, great price, for a business, $100 for 30 graphics, Lorette will pay someone $10 to do the graphics and keep the $90. So she does what we call freelance flipping or the agency model. So when she first started off doing it herself for like a week and then she realized she didn't want to do it. So she is outsourcing that work, but she makes thousands of dollars every month doing this service. So, you know, that's graphic design. It's a really good example, but the skills that you have that people will pay you for could be anything. It could be your voice. You could do voiceover. Voiceover is a really hot one. I have a lot of students that do voiceover. They're doing voiceover for video sales letters, for, you know, ads, for commercials, whether it's internet-based commercials or radio-based commercials. You know, whatever your skill is, you can do it. Listen to this. One of my students, she did this when she was 19. Her name is Chevelle, but she was doing relationship coaching online and people were paying her for relationship coaching. She was 19 years old and single, but let's keep that out of the way. She was just excited about it. She's now married and has a kid. So she said her coaching worked on herself, but people would pay her $30 for a 30-minute session, or they would pay her $30. They would fill out this form that she sent over and then she would send back their advice. And she just did this over and over again to the tune of thousands of dollars. I have another student who said, I have no skills, but I like to listen to people. So she set up a service online where she says that she'll just listen to you. And she charges $35, or she used to, $35 for 30 minutes to listen to you. So she was getting, she posted on Facebook, like, making bank from listening to people. And I multitask when I'm listening. So she was saying that, did you know that the average person just actually wants someone to listen to them and to talk to them, and that they will pay for it? So what kind of skill is needed for this? She's like, just shut your mouth, say, uh-huh, I understand, tell me more. That's what she said. And she offered this service and made a whole lot of money from it. So there, it's the sky is the limit, right? In New York, one of my friends, or one of my students, she's now a friend, but one of my students, Carrie Ann, what she does is she was a bookkeeper, and she took her bookkeeping experience online and now has clients online. And I'll tell you in a minute how she got those clients. But she also took one of my design classes and learned how to design book covers. Oh, let me reach. Sorry for the reach. She designed actually the cover. This is the author's copy, but she designed the cover for my latest book, which is Clubhouse Guidebook. And I co-authored it with two ladies, but she did this book on Canva on a free tool. And she charges business owners $175 to do this. And then she charges you if you want the Kindle version or whatever. And this is how she's making her money. That girl makes over $12,000 a month in her business doing bookkeeping and book design, about half, six in bookkeeping, six in book cover design. And she started just 6 months ago, and she's already built up to $12,000 a month. So do you want me to give some resources on it, like on some great websites that they can go to get started with this type of stuff?
Yeah. So actually, I want to take a step back even, and I'm going to come back to this because I love the list that you're creating here. So for everyone who's listening, so what is freelancing? I think we should probably first start with that, right? It's basically you doing a service for someone. So if there's, and I hear it already. I can hear it through your car radio or through your, you know, Apple Pods. I don't have any skills and I don't know what to do. It's like, calm down. We'll get there. First of all, it's not true. You do. And I'm so glad you gave out stuff like listening. If you can't freaking listen, then stop listening to my podcast right now. And you're not to be an entrepreneur. But freelancing is it's trading time for money. Okay. You're doing a service. Now there is a way to hack that, right? And that's where you do the agency, the flipping model, where you sell at X amount and then you've got other people doing it for less. You could grow to that. Or you might just, you know, do this for a short time to raise money for your other business or whatever you're trying to do. This is something I learned in a book called The Art of the Start. It was something I read very early in my career, right around the time where I probably met Alicia. And it really opened my eyes, because back then, the way I made that first $27,000+ in net profit was I was doing services. I had learned how to work with this one SEO software. It was really easy to do, but it took me a day or two. And people didn't want to mess around with it. You got to FTP things in and do stuff. I figured it out how to do it. People would pay me $500 to do it. The $500, here, go install this software for me. Took me 2 hours to do it, max. So I was making $250 an hour as a college kid. So, and then that was why when I was at that event, there was a coaching program for $25,000. There's no chance. I couldn't have called my dad at that point and been like, hey, can I borrow $25,000? My dad would have been like, get out of here. So, but I had 27. I was like, yeah, I'm playing with the house's money, right? Like, I'm going to give it a shot. Well, that $25,000 coaching program went on to make me friggin' a couple million. So thank God I did it. So what I want you to think about is this is you trading time for some money. It might turn into a big long-term business that you do and make six, seven figures, or it might be a short-term thing that you do and raise money for your other thing. But it's the idea of playing with the house's money and not someone else, not your money in your bank account, that all of a sudden, guess what? Your wife, your kids, your aunt, your uncle, your husband, your parents, your grandparents, they're not going to be upset about it anymore because you're not putting yourself at risk. And that's the big thing here. So so a couple of questions come up. I definitely do want to talk about, because as you were talking, I wrote down two main things that I think come to mind, right? One is, where do I get clients? And I feel like that's where you were about to go when you said, let's give some resources. I'm not done with the skills part yet, though. I love these examples. So far, here's what I wrote down. And I'm going to literally give you, I'm going to take on the spirit of my Learn Nation students, because I know what they say to stuff. And I'm going to respond to each one of these two, okay? You said graphic design for social media. And my student goes, I'm not good at graphic design. It sounds really hard.
You okay. don't have to be good at graphic design because Canva is good at graphic design for you. When you go into Canva and you type an Instagram post, don't even change the templates. Just plop the things where they're supposed to be, where they're supposed to be. Canva is good for you. I don't know graphic design. I'm not good at it. But if you saw my graphics, you'd be like, wow, she must have taken a class. Canva's good for you. You don't need to be good at graphic design.
Boom. I want you guys to understand, drop. It's pick up and drop. Pick and drop. I've actually used Canva, and if I can come up with graphics, trust me, anyone can. It's really cool. You can make PowerPoints on it. You can do all kinds of crazy stuff on Canva. It's nuts. Which, by the way, hint, hint, another skill, if you can design people's PowerPoints, they'll pay you a lot of money for it. I'll pay you a lot of money for it. Voiceover. Okay. I hear someone say, I don't have a nice voice. Okay, fine. Maybe we can't change that. So maybe you don't. So,
well, everybody has their own unique voice. And I've heard voices in, you know, different people that are doing voiceover that you would think that's a funny voice because they have a funny accent or they make different things. But listen, I have students from South Africa, Nigeria, Jamaica, USA, UK doing voiceover, India, Malaysia, right? Wherever you are from and whatever your accent is, here's all you need: a voice, a microphone. So invest in a microphone, and then you can use the software called Audacity, which is free. You just Google Audacity from SoundForge and you're in business as a voiceover person. So to start off, a lot of my students just take their phone and go to the voice memo section and do it. Somebody sends you a script. You know, all you have to do, Anik, there's two websites out there that teach people what they need to know when they're ready to like go deep into something like voiceover. It's Google and YouTube. So go to YouTube and type in how to be a voiceover actor, and you will find people that will tell you how to make the deflection in your voice, you know, just the different things that you should do to know voiceover. So there's no excuse. So for voiceover, any accent, you know, you might not think that you have a great voice, but when people listen to it, they're like, that's the voice that I need for my project.
Yeah. Awesome. Then you said coaching, which is cool. Like if there's anything you can coach someone in, listening, which I loved, book cover design. And I heard you snuck it in there, bookkeeping. That was another. Give me some more. Let's go through a list of others that you think are strong enough. And let me put it this way. So listening, actually, help. Maybe you can help me with this. When you said listening, here was what came out of me when I first heard that. I thought, sounds unique, sounds interesting. But it sounds like something maybe only she can do, in the sense of how many listeners are going to be out there, in the sense, you know, like, is that market already tapped?
Right. So I get this question all the time. Is the market saturated? And then I tell somebody, do it, go and set up that service. And then they're like, I've got too much work. How can I find someone to outsource this to? The market is never saturated. So get out there, push your skill out there, and you will find that there's plenty of space for you, and be creative with it. So in her service that she puts up, she talks about the fact that I will listen to your problems. Talk to me about anything. I'm a great listener. Someone else is doing it, and they're saying that I will be your friend. Are you looking for a listening ear? Someone else is doing it and calling it relationship advice. Like, whatever you want to do, and call it, carve out your unique niche, and then you'll find that the people come to you.
There should be a listener to entrepreneurs and their stresses, because entrepreneurs have unique problems we can't share with anyone in our lives.
I'm sure there is. There was someone, one of my students put up a service that she will listen to your elderly parents. So if your parents are bored and they need someone to talk to, she'll listen to them. So I hired her. I hope my dad doesn't listen to your podcast, but I hired her to call my dad. And she called my dad and she's like, I'm just one of your daughter's students. And I just asked her for your phone number. I thought we could chat. She called me back after. She's like, listen, your dad told me about where he grew up. He told me about the cows, like all this kind of stuff. It was great. But yeah, that was the service. And she is hired nonstop because people feel for their parents and they like her service. They pay her twice a week to call their parents. And then they come back and tell her, you know, how the parents are doing.
So listening your way to raising money for your business. That's like that. That's the hook. That's awesome. All right.
$5 a call. She makes $85 a call.
Again, I feel like I have the spirit of our students in me right now, and I can feel it. They're saying, where do I list my service? So hang tight, guys. We will get to it. I promise you. Okay. Book cover design, bookkeeping. What else? What are other, like, let's keep spitballing ideas of things that people can do.
So one that people love is transcription because it's in such high demand. People that have podcasts, all these Zoom meetings, all these webinars, books, you know, people are recording their books into their microphone and want somebody to type it up. So transcription is a popular one, but I know people are saying, but I don't feel like typing it up. So what is transcription? It's the typed up. It's the words of what people have spoke out. But here's the thing. There are so many tools out there that will transcribe for you. So in my agency, I actually have a transcription service. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that I have listened to an audio or typed up a word? Absolutely not. What I do, I'm giving you my secrets now. What I do is I take that file and I upload it to this software called Otter, OTTER.AI. And Otter.AI is a machine transcription. You get 600 minutes for free, 600 audio minutes for free. You upload the transcript, it types up everything. And then inside of the software, you press the play button and you can hear the speaker and see the words go across. So you can fix anything, download the file, send it off to the client, done. That is transcription. Now, what I do is that I get paid X number of dollars from the client. And, you know, I have somebody else that I pay X number of dollars to edit the transcript. I don't hire a transcriptionist. I hire an editor. So once it's up in Otter, she just goes through it and edits it. She's a former teacher. It's easy for her. Transcription, a really big one. Another one is phone calls. So if you have a phone, companies will pay you to call their clients. Let me give you an example. I just opened up an e-commerce store. Last week we made, 180 sales. You know, people. So 180 people bought for us. I want to see how they're doing. So I hire a girl named April who on her phone, she has a tool called Text Now, TextNow, right? She's one of my students. And she calls all of those people. I pay her per blocks of people to call them for me. So I don't have to call them and find out how we're doing in business. And she comes back and she says, this person loves it. This was missing this. And then I can fix all the problems. And I have a customer for life. So I hire someone to do that. So this is something that you can do if you have a smartphone and just put that app on. Oh, the app allows you to call the US and Canada absolutely free. So your client base would be in the US and Canada, and it gives you a new phone number. So you don't have to use your phone and you can call them for free. It's amazing. And then, you know, it's like companies like Disney, different hotels, they pay people to call their customers for them for all sorts of different reasons, welcome calls, mystery calls, a whole lot of stuff. One of my students, what she does, she loves children's books. So I was coaching her, and what she does is for authors of children's books, she says, I will review your children's book for you and give you my honest opinion so you know if you should fix anything or anything like that. I'm a children's book reviewer. Now, did she have any credentials? No. The day that she set that up, she got two orders and it kept building and kept building because authors out there need a service. Like, all you have to do is be creative and say, what am I passionate about and what's in demand? What do people need, right? New podcasters. What does a new podcaster need? They need to book some more podcasts. So maybe you can offer a service that says, I will help you to get booked on other people's podcasts to build your brand. And then you try to say, all right, well, how do I do that? So there's a Facebook group called Podcasters Be a Guest, Find a Guest. You go join that group. You put a post in there for your client and you get them some more podcasting. He's like, whatever you want to do and set up, the possibilities are mind blowing and endless.
That's awesome. All right. We'll come back, and I'm having my own brain melting moments right now. So it'll be fun, but now the urge to ask is too much. I think everyone's waited too long. Where do we go to make these magical listings that seem to get clients right away?
So the first one that's often overlooked is your own social media profiles. Go into Canva, make a flyer, talk about the service that you have right now. I have students that do this and don't go past this step because they're overbooked with just social media. So you may be thinking, well, it's just my friends on my social media, but you never know what they need or what their boss needs if they're working for somebody or who they know. And if you ask people, if you tell people, I just launched my service, will you please do me a favor and spread this flyer? People feel good helping someone else. So why not make somebody feel good, right? Take that flyer, put it in your status, create different flyers, post every other day about your business, and you will find, you know, in your stories. So if it's on your personal page, be a little bit cautious, you know, don't over promote on your personal page, but make it a personal thing. Like, I just launched this business. What do you guys think? Do you know anybody that needs a logo design so I can, you know, build my clientele? People will help you. Number one is social media. Number two is my favorite site. I've been on it since the day the site opened up. It's called Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R. That's two R's, like the number five, F-I-V-E-R-R.com. And this site, it's free to list your service on the site. If you haven't heard about it, it's my favorite site. So after you finish watching this or listening to this podcast or watching it, however you consume it, and you go to Fiverr, if you haven't been there before and you get addicted, blame on it, because he told me to come teach it, but it's amazing site. So I want to talk about the two ways that people can use Fiverr. So the first is to list your service. You're straight up just going to list your service on Fiverr. So what is it that you offer? List your service on Fiverr. People will buy from you. Now, there are some things to keep in mind. So when you're listing your service on Fiverr, it's a search engine. Remember keywords and, you know, different internet marketing strategies. Okay. And then the next thing is you can use Fiverr for lead generation as well. You have to be careful with it because they don't want you to take people off of Fiverr. But the bookkeeping example, so you could sell people a week of bookkeeping on Fiverr. And obviously, when they send you their books, you've got their contact details. And then you can sell them into a reoccurring service after that first week is over on Fiverr by just contacting them directly and offering them your services. So we do both. So, but I have a lot of students who are making 10 grand a month just on Fiverr, and they stay on Fiverr. But I always recommend to people like that you also, you know, build and scale your business off of Fiverr. Don't just keep everything on that platform. But it's an amazing platform. And when you first go on it to list your service, you're going to be like, but there's millions of people on this site already. How am I going to stand out? So just think about what you know as an internet marketer and what you've learned from listening to this podcast and to be a part of Learn Nation, and apply all of that to your Fiverr gig, and boom, you'll have the most amazing gig. And now think of SEO. I need to share this. I need to remember keywords. And then you'll see your Fiverr business start to grow. The tip that I will give you is Fiverr allows you to set up 7 gigs, right? They allow you to set up 7 gigs when you're just starting off. So set up all 7. It's like, you know, if you're fishing, the more times that you throw your hook out there, the more opportunities you have to catch a fish. So you need to throw your hook out there as many times as possible. Now, I've seen people just set up 1 gig or 2 gigs and they can't take any more clients on. But if you find that, you know, you really want to grow hard and build your business, set up 7. And so you have the greatest, you're spreading the widest net in the Fiverr marketplace, if I was to say that. So then the other thing you'll do on Fiverr, if you're interested in flipping, you will charge someone $90 to do whatever, XYZ, and then you'll go right back on Fiverr to find someone else to do that for you for a percentage of that. I know it seems ridiculous, but people will buy from you based on the value that you say that you provide to the marketplace and other people's reviews and how your service looks. So then you go and look for somebody who has a great service and might be very skilled, but doesn't know how to market it like you, and they charge less, or they're in another country where they can charge less and it's still a lot of money. And so now you're totally flipping all of the work and pocketing the profits.
Love it. All right. So your own social media profile, Fiverr.com. Where else?
So Upwork.com is also a really great one. UPW. O-R-K, like Upwork. Upwork.com is a great one. There's freelancer.com. There's other ones out there. Usually people get so much work from posting on their social media and Fiverr that they never even get to Upwork and Freelancer. But, you know, there are plenty of sites out there. And I really believe that if you focus, like you focus on Fiverr, it has the traffic. They're running ads. They do Super Bowl commercials. Like that company is constantly building. I've got stock in that company, right? They're constantly building. And so people come to Fiverr with their credit cards out saying, I need to buy from somebody. I need to buy a service. So you need to be in front of those people. Like, if you're going to offer a service, you want to make, Onyx said, right, let's make $5,000 fast. You want to make $5,000 fast, go where the traffic is, go where the people are saying, I need to buy that service. So if somebody searches for book cover design and that's what you have, they find you, then you're in the money. And here's the secret tip that is how most of my students launch their business on Fiverr. People that are looking for services can submit what is called a buyer's request. So it's them saying, I need someone to design my logo, and they type it in and they will put in a budget or they'll say it's negotiable. But a lot of Fiverr sellers don't go and look in this section. So you're going to go in the buyer's request section, see who's requesting a service and contact them for your service. And that's how your business starts to boom, because people start to come in that way as well. So there's people out there that don't want to search in Fiverr. They want the people to come to them. So offer services to those people and it continues to build. And then I will say that as you continue to build your business, take that service that you know how to do and turn it into an info product and sell that info product on Fiverr. Did you know that you can sell information products on Fiverr?
So I did not know this.
Yeah. So let me give you an example. My student who does transcription, she learned it from me, but she created a transcription course and she sells her transcription course, right? My student, I taught her how to do phone calls. She created a phone call course. She sells a phone call course. But even on Fiverr, you could sell, like I have a student who's selling vendor lists. So for e-commerce sellers, she's like, I'll give you a vendor of, I don't know, nail care plus stuff. And so she created the list once and sells it over and over and over again for $40, right? I have another student who says, I will teach you step-by-step how to start your Instagram page. She created the instructions once and sells it over and over and over and over again. Accountants who create spreadsheets and sell it on Fiverr. Like, so take your knowledge and create it into a product. And you're saying, you know, the easiest way, you're probably saying to me, well, I don't want to create the webpage and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to, because Fiverr gives you like your own webpage. So put it up on that page. I promise you, it won't take you more than an hour to list that service. And then as the order comes in, just deliver that thing to them. So service and information are great to put on Fiverr.
Amazing. All right. So here we go. I'm going to put you on the spot. This will be the final question I ask you. It's been a really awesome interview, by the way, for those of you listening right now. What we are doing and what I strive to do at Learn and with this podcast is rip you of any possible excuses you could humanly have for not getting your business off the ground. That this is a great way to do it. Okay. But we've had a lot of ideas. To each one, a student listening has all kinds of negative thoughts about, I don't do that, I can't do that, that's too hard, that's too easy. Oh, so many people are already doing that, market saturation. So we're going to cut through all of that and we're going to say top three services that you would recommend someone, if they listed on Fiverr, that you can virtually guarantee, not guarantee, there's no such thing as guarantee, but you're pretty sure that within the first 48 hours or 72 hours, they'd get a gig. Top three types.
Number one, design. I don't care what you want to design for them. Design, flyer design, social media design, banner design, and use Canva. You don't even need to open Photoshop. Use Canva. That's number one. Number two is social media service. Any type of social media service. I don't care if you're taking their post and scheduling it in Buffer. Or you're creating the post for them. Social media service is always hot. And then number three, I'd say transcription is really popping right now, because of the times that we're in and people want things transcribed. I mean, this whole book was an audio that was transcribed and edited, right? It's maybe 200 or it's over 200 pages of of a webinar, right? So I hired a transcriptionist. So transcription is always in high demand, and you can use tools to make that easy for you, or set it up agency model, flip it to a transcriber who's going to do all of the work while you pocket the profits.
Man, I love it. Super powerful. I really don't see any reason why none of you would do this. Here, the first thought that came to my mind if I was doing this, because I'm a bit of a researcher, go on Fiverr, take an hour, and start clicking around. Okay, just start clicking into categories, clicking into different things, seeing who's ranking number one, find a topic. And here's the key thing I suggest, Elisa, you correct me if I'm wrong. Look for a topic that has a lot of providers with a lot of sales, not look for a topic that has few providers. All right, where one or two are dominating. Look for a topic that is popular. Don't worry about the competition. That's good. If you like transcription, there's probably going to be hundreds, if not maybe more, people doing it. That's great. Good for you. That means they're doing well and there's more people. So go around, click around. Like I'm probably going to do that after we're done here because I'm curious. I'm going to click around and see what all is out there, and you will find something. And hey, if you can't even spend an hour clicking around on Fiverr to figure out something you could, you know, do to raise that, then you're not serious enough about your business. That's the honest truth. Alicia, it's been so awesome. Thank you. We got to have you back because there's about 0.8% of what we can talk about with you. I know that. I want to tell everybody, if you want more of her, if you want more of that amazing, awesome energy, and you want to learn from this amazing woman, aliciyalittle.com. That's aliciyalittle.com. You'll get everything you want there. We'll put it in our show notes as well. So go to onicpodcast.com. You'll see the show notes there, and we'll put the URL there as well. Alicia, I'll leave you with any final words, anything you want to say to those who are listening?
Yeah. The last thing I want to say is that in this, with this model and freelancing, there are people that have made millions of dollars just on Fiverr alone. I know a book cover designer who's made $2 million designing ebook covers, right? Logo designer over $5.5 million. So, you know, yes, we're talking about just making an extra $5,000, but the opportunities are endless. I also want to say that you have a skill. Anik talked about this. You might not think that you do, but you have a skill that you can turn into a service and offer online. You also have information and knowledge that you can put together and sell as information online. So do it, knowing that there are so many people who are doing it, who are super successful. I want to say that you can do it too. I believe in you. I'm excited about it. And Anik, thank you so much for inviting me here onto your podcast. I listen to your episodes. I'm so inspired by them. So what an honor for you to choose me to be on this podcast. To all of Learn Nation, thank you so much. And I hope to see you guys again soon.
Yeah, no, the honor is ours. Thank you so much for giving us this time. For those of you listening right now, come on, leave her a comment. If you're on YouTube right now in the comment section, say thank you. And make sure you click the subscribe button, click the thumbs up icon, click the like button, whatever, click everything. And onicpodcast.com for more episodes like this one. Go binge listen to them. And of course, LURN.com. And of course, Alicia Little, aliciyalittle.com for more of her amazing stuff. Listen, go out there, fight for your dreams. Just because we're in a weird time doesn't mean it's any excuse for us not to kick butt. My businesses are growing faster today. I'm making more than I ever did before. That's the amazing part about being online. And if there was ever a time where people are looking for freelancers and people to do things online, it is now. This is the best time to go do what you learned. Listen to this episode again. This is your ticket to any business you want. And heck, it might just be the business that you've been waiting for. This is Anik Singhal reminding you, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. We'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Anik Singhal.